Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Deidre. How may I help you?
Yes, I was wondering if I can book for somebody to come and make a measurement of my oven, the wall oven.
Okay, so you need someone to come out to your home, correct?
Yeah, it's like they said call and ask for SPO.
SPO?
Yeah, is this part of, I don't know if I'm, yeah, that's the correct number. So they said, I ordered something on Home Depot, a wall oven, and they gave me this number, and they said call them and ask for measurement. So somebody come and measure their place.
One moment. Let's take a look and see. Verify your zip code for me.
89144.
And what's your name?
Liz Abassian, Abbasian.
And your first name?
Fara.
Emerald Heights Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 891. Okay. Let's take a look. So I see they have, they had someone come out. No one came out on the 18th?
No, ma'am, nobody. They told me to be home and somebody's coming. Nobody came. And then they told me they're going to send somebody on Monday, which is today. Nobody came. And then when I finally called several times to Home Depot, they gave me this number. They said, you're supposed to call them.
So they called you and no one ever came out.
This gentleman, after visit to Home Depot, we talked with the person. You know what? It's just too much. So we went to Home Depot. We placed an order. The gentleman said, no, somebody has to come and make the measurement from the place, from the cabinets you have. We said, okay. So we paid, and they said, they are going to call you. This gentleman, 2 days after, called me, and he said, he introduced himself, and he said, he is going to be in our house the last Thursday, and they are going to call me a couple hours before to tell us approximately what time they are coming. So I didn't go anywhere. I stayed home. Nobody showed up. Then on Friday, I called Home Depot again, and I told them. They said, oh, nobody came. I was like, no. Okay, this is like the weekend. We cannot do anything right now. Let's wait till Monday. Somebody comes on Monday. Well, I'm waiting like till almost like 2. I didn't go anywhere, and nobody showed up or called. So I called Home Depot again. And they said, oh, that was a mistake. So they called you several times. I was like, no, nobody called me. They said, okay, this is the number. You called and talked to them and schedule a person to come to your house. That's why I'm calling. So I really don't know what's going on, but I think you have to, I'm not talking to you in general. Somebody has to respect other people's time. When they are telling they are coming to your house and you stay, it should be like respect their words, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yes, ma'am, okay. I can reschedule it for. Is Wednesday great for you?
Oh, yeah. It works any day. Just make sure they are coming. I really don't mind. If they tell me they are coming in a month, set the date, it's okay. Just let me know when they are coming. I stay home. They come. They show up. That's
okay,
it.
So I'm going
to. I really don't want to be rude to anybody, especially you, because I know this is not your fault. But that's the mutual respect of people's timing, you know.
Correct. So I did go ahead and reschedule it for you for the 23rd. Okay.
23rd. So are they going to call me to say when they are coming, or again, I have to be home all day?
No, they're going to give you a call the day before. Well, tomorrow they're going to give you a call. They're going to tell you the time frame. And then the day of, they're going to call you 30 minutes before they head out to your house.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. What is your name, dear?
My name is Beatrice.
Beatrice. Thank you so much, dear. I appreciate your time and your help.
You're welcome. You enjoy the rest of your day, ma'am. Thank you for calling XVO.